Welcome to your podcast. This is episode number 52. It's our roughly two-year anniversary, and I have another special guest host this week. Please introduce yourself.
It's me, Todd Cochran. I'm back.
Hey, I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah, glad to be back, Mike. I almost do feel like a special guest, but it's been a crazy new year for me, and I've been all over the country, but it's good to be back here in the satellite, your podcast. So everyone, welcome to the show.
Hey, you've been all over the world too.
Yeah, and matter of fact, my suitcase is packed, and I'm headed for Florida tomorrow, or tonight actually. So, but we'll talk about that in a minute on why I'm headed towards Florida. But wow, Mike, what did Apple? Well, first of all, we should say it's our second year anniversary, right?
Yeah, it's 52 episodes, and we haven't missed an every other week episode here. So, you know, it's got to be roughly 2 years. So let's just celebrate it just the same. Also, I'd like to thank Jeff, John, and Grant for filling in for Todd while he's been on his extended travel.
And a fine job they did. So those were great episodes. But getting to the topic at hand, holy cow, Apple has really, they said, we're going to remove you. And then they said, we're not going to remove you, and all surrounding an email that came out about episodes. Oh, well, yeah. Not only episodes, but some other info.
Right, right. And they've said for a while that, you know, they don't like you to stuff the keywords in the titles. They don't want you to stuff the keywords in the author tags and all that. And they had mentioned they didn't like the episode numbers in the titles, but they didn't say anything up until yesterday or the day before, whenever that email came out, last Wednesday, I guess. And they never said anything specifically about removing you for some of these other lesser violations, like episode numbers. And they just freaked everybody out. I mean,
well, it was kind of implied in the way the email was written that if you had episode numbers, you know, you risked the potential of being removed. And we weren't the only ones that interpreted it that way. Everyone did. And so the social webs were ablaze of people that were, well, quite frankly, pissed off. And there was, a few people said, finally, they're going to clean it up. But on the whole, there was a lot of people upset that Apple would go so far as to say that you'd have to remove episode numbers from your episode titles. And I had people coming to me that were saying, hey, I do a syndicated TV review show, and we go on, you know, season and episode number for the TV, like season 4, episode 5.
Yeah, just mentioning the TV episode that they're going to review.
Yeah, and so what do we do? And I'm like, email Apple. And I think a lot of people did. So as of Thursday, they sent out a clarifying email basically saying, we're not going to remove you if you have episode numbers in your episode titles, but we want you as a best practice to put your episode number using the new Apple, which, well, it's not new, 18 months, almost 2 years, this Apple tag has been out.
Right.
To be able to put your episode number. Now, PowerPress has supported it for like 18 months, but very few people are actually using it. But one thing that I have heard, Mike, is that if you want to be featured on Apple Podcasts, no episode numbers in your episode titles. We will see if that holds true or not. So, you know, if you want a chance of being featured, not necessarily new and noteworthy, but featured, you may not be able to have your episode numbers in your episode titles. Let's just be clear, episode titles.
Right. And a little later on, we'll explain how you can do that using our systems. How you can still have the episode numbers in your titles for pretty much everywhere else and not have it for Apple and put the Apple tags in and all that good stuff. So we'll go over that and why it's important. And, I even got a little step-by-step here. So
Oh, good. Outstanding. So, yeah, so that's kind of through the space in a tizzy here, and everyone's calmed down, and frankly, I was slightly annoyed.
Because
I spent a lot of time responding.
Oh, yeah. My email box started filling up. I got the email, and I swear it was less than 5 minutes later, I got my first ticket about it, and I got my first contact from a customer panicking. And, you know, and I'm sure it wasted everybody's time that works support and any other thing in podcasting. Plus, you know, Facebook blew up, Twitter blew up.
Yeah. You know. So one thing you're learning here, you have become Apple and Spotify support versus Blueberry support.
Right. You know, it's funny how these big companies can say one little thing a little bit wrong or you know, or say something and it just throws my day off.
And it really was a poorly written email. And the second email they sent out, it just kind of abruptly ended. I don't know if someone missed something and it cut it pasted into the newsletter sender. Who knows? But it looked a little odd on the second email, but it is what it is. And so we move on. So we'll talk more about this in a second. But next week, Rain Summit in New York City is going down. And actually, Jeff, our Chief Growth Officer, that's his title, new title, or has been his new title for a while.
And former co-host of this podcast.
That's right. He is going to be at Rain. So if you're going to be at Rain, make sure you say hello to Jeff. But if you don't know about Rain is I think they're in their third year of doing a podcast business summit. It's a one-day a deal. Lots of speakers, lots of topics. It does cost around $400 to go to the event. So it's not inexpensive, but if you want to rub elbows with a lot of the podcasting, company owners and people that work in those spaces, that's where you're going to find them, is at the Rain Summit in New York City.
Yeah, there's quite a list of speakers and all that. We'll have a link to an article over at Podcaster News that kind of lists that out. But very interesting thing, you know, kind of a radio podcasting business thing, you know. So
between you and me and the fence post, Mike, you'll notice if the sponsors of the event and then look at the speakers of the event.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that going on, but that's no here nor there. But you and I are headed, and actually Mackenzie are headed somewhere. Where are we headed?
We're going down to Orlando for the PodFest Media Expo, and we'll be there. I'm flying in Wednesday afternoon, and you're going to be there about then. And I think Mackenzie comes in Wednesday morning. But we'll be there all the way through the event, and so be sure to stop by the booth and say hi. Both you and I are speaking. I think you're on Friday, I'm on Saturday, or vice versa, I forget which. And so be sure to check that out if you're going to be in the area. That's podfest.us, I think, is a shortcut there.
Make sure you participate in their, I don't know if they call it a treasure hunt or... There's some, basically they do, you go around and collect signatures and basically get a chance to win prizes. Yeah, we're giving away.
Yeah, if you fill out, they give you a little sheet there, and if you go to every booth and have them, you know, initial that you visited the booth, you can turn that in and then be up for lots of prizes. And sorry about, I cut you off there, Todd. What are we giving away?
A Rodecaster.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have it in our hot little hands too, so it's ready for delivery. So you definitely don't want to miss us. And of course, if you don't know what PodFest is, go to podfest.us. It's a big conference. It's probably the second largest podcasting event, or maybe third largest behind PodCon now. But it'll be a great event. I think they're expecting about 1,000 podcasters down there. So look forward to hanging out, and make sure you stop and say hello. We'll be hanging out and be able to take some side meetings if need be. But anyway, that's that. So let's talk a little bit about Apple Tags, Mike, and why they are more important now than ever.
Well, as we've mentioned before, Apple does sort of power a lot of other apps, both for Android and other iOS apps. And their tags, they have, you know, some special tags. They've got the, iTunes episode number, season fields, and a type field, and also the title field. So if you enable those, which I'll show you how to do that here in a little bit, in PowerPress and in Generator, but the reason they're important is, you know, that eventually Apple may say, okay, from here on out, we're not going to take you if you have episode numbers in your titles. I mean, they kind of, that was a shot over the bow, you know, when they sent that first email Wednesday. I think that's what they want to do. So, you know, why not, you know, start complying with that? You know, now is, you know, it's better than going back and doing all your episodes, but going forward, you should actually use their tags. And then, you know, if you want your episode numbers in your title, there's ways to do that. But I think it's important that, you know, Apple's still the 800-pound gorilla. And a lot of other directories and stuff use all the Apple tags.
Even though, to our knowledge at this point, I saw a report this morning, only two other apps actually use the episode tag from Apple. So there's not a lot of apps that specifically support it. But, you know, for my example, Mike, you know, I've been using episode numbers, you know, 1,350 times, literally, you know, because I did show 1350 last night. And I was really hesitant, but, you know, PowerPress, if you're using PowerPress, it makes it real easy for you to keep your blog title, your blog post title. And I think last night mine was SpaceX Faces Biggest, or SpaceX Biggest Launch Ever, something to that effect. They're getting ready to, on Saturday at 2:30 in the morning, launch their, for the first time, put the Crew Dragon spacecraft into space and have it go to the International Space Station. No crew on board, although they are going to have a test dummy in the capsule. But anyway, what I did last night is, and what you're going to talk about here in a minute, is I actually have my blog title that still has my episode number, but the title that went to Apple Podcast rescinded it. It didn't have it in there. And that was, that's really slick that we can do that in PowerPress. And probably what will happen is we're going to see then how it replicates out throughout the system and see how many of the apps actually use the Apple Podcast title tag over the regular blog tag. So it'll be fun to watch that.
Yeah, the one I've found so far is Overcast for iOS is using the Apple title, or the iTunes title. That's what the tag's called. Sorry, mm-hmm. Apple. But anyway, the iTunes title tag for the title in Overcast. And that's the one I've found so far. I have all of the apps I've been testing. And so I will, I'll have a comprehensive list at some point of which ones use it, which ones don't, which ones use episode numbers in the Apple tags versus episode numbers in the titles, that kind of thing.
If your eyes are glazing over already, I understand. And we will do our best here in the show notes to, you know, basically give you the step-by-step on how to enable this in PowerPress so that when you do post your episode, you're able to put that information out. And we'll go through the actual steps here at the end of the show. Before we get into that, Mike, let's talk about this. There's a move afoot being started by a friend of ours to push the sample rate. You know, most of us have recorded at 44.1. Again, this is geeky, folks.
Oh yeah,
44.1K sample rate. But there's a move, and video has always been 48K. So there's a move afoot for people to say, hey, why don't just go to 48K? It used to matter with, you know, Flash players. If you used 48K, you would sound like a chipmunk when they press play on the web. But we're beyond Flash players, so HTML5 is pretty much the standard now for audio players. Mike, does it matter 44.1 or 48K?
So far in my testing, it does not. You know, unless you're using a really old flash-based player, and even those I've heard have adapted. So we'll see. This very episode is going to be in 48K. Yeehaw. See if you notice any difference. Let me know. But, you know, I don't see any difference with it. I don't see any difference in quality. I don't see any difference other than I don't have to manually switch it to 44.1 when I hit record anymore.
Right. So yeah.
That's really, the only impact I'm having, you know, it's having on me. But, you know, it makes sense because, you know, video is all 48K. Why not standardize it? You know, that could help in some applications where you record your video and audio separate. It probably syncs better if they're both in 48.
Yeah. And I think, too, is some people say 48K will sound better. You know, I'm good luck in discerning the deltas there. So, I think it's okay to go to 48K. I don't see any reason not to if you want to do that. Probably most podcasters don't even know they're probably recording in 48K already. But I guess while we're at it, there's another discussion, AAC over MP3. And of course, AAC results in a media file that basically has an ending tag in M4A. So some people want people to start migrating to M4A or the AAC format versus MP3. I think that one's going to be a little bit harder. MP3 is pretty much the standard.
Right, and there's some disadvantages to AAC, which actually is kind of backwards from what it's been traditionally. Apple, you know, put out the AAC format or the M4A format with chapter markers back in the day. They used to call that enhanced podcasting. And now that ability is in MP3s. And what's kind of funny is a lot of players will support the MP3 chapter tags, but will not support it if it's AAC.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and another thing is ad injection. Most of these ad injection systems require an MP3, not an AAC. So there's a couple of disadvantages to go on AAC. I forget who it was. Charles, who runs the Podbase thing, he had a thing for a while where he was doing some sort of special encoding of AAC, which come out with a file that was like half the size of the MP3 for the same quality. And I mean, that'd be worthy, I guess, if you're worried about bandwidth and all that stuff. But, you know, there's some disadvantages, like we said.
Yeah, he was actually trying to get something going that would start a new protocol almost. But, I think what you do, folks, is you do what you want to do.
Right. You know, if you're using GarageBand, AAC is, or M4A is kind of the default, and it doesn't really hurt anything, you know, unless you want to do ad injection or something like that. But
Mike, friends don't let friends use GarageBand when they're doing their podcast.
True. Yeah, GarageBand is great for music.
Yeah, and I know some people are still recording in GarageBand. It always shocks me when they say that. I'm like, really? You know, I look at them like, you know, you have some special skills because navigating GarageBand is not easy. And of course, you know, I'm kind of hardcore. I love my Adobe Audition, and some people love Audacity, and some people like Hindenburg, and you know, it just goes on and on. There's a full list of editors out there, and I think it's what you're brought up on is what you like mostly. So
yeah, and I don't even want to update my Audition because I don't want the new features because I'm already used to the ones I got.
Yeah,
so.
So since we've totally nerded out on this show, and we really have, let's step through, and you're going to have these posted in the show notes as well. But let's talk about how to enable Apple tags at the Blueberry Generator and in PowerPress. So I'll let you get started.
Okay. So I guess we'll go with PowerPress since that's the preferred method. In PowerPress, in the settings, make sure you're in advanced mode and go to the episodes tab. And then you can scroll down. It's about 3/4 of the way down the field or down the page. There with a bunch of check boxes. But there's two of them that are pull downs, and it'll say hide field if you haven't changed them. You pull those down to show field. And then go to the bottom, save changes. The two of them are iTunes episode number, season, fields and the episode title field, the iTunes episode title field. And yes, it says iTunes because that's what the tag is, even though Apple doesn't like that word anymore. But anyway, then you go in and you can edit a post, or when you post a post, either way, you go to the podcast episode box and you'll see that there's a spot there for the Apple title or the iTunes title. And there's also going to be an episode number box. There's also a season box, and there is a type pull down where you can pick either, I think it's, I don't know what the main one is, but the default one is the one you want to use most of the time. And then you can pull it down to a bonus, or you can pull it down to trailer. So when you do your first episode, you might want to make, you know, mark that as a trailer, you know, if you're doing like an episode zero or something. But for the most part, you might want to not do the season or the type. You can kind of ignore those. If you start using season, this is a warning, if you start using seasons, you have to continue using seasons. Because
You know what I say about seasons, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know, the season, if you're doing seasons on your show, season one ends on Friday, and the season two starts the following Monday. That's at least my advice. I know some people don't do that. But yeah, like Mike said, if you're going to choose that seasons tag, once you go there, there's no coming back. So just be aware.
Yeah, because, you know, in the app, I've recently switched back to the iOS podcasts app, the official app, just because I haven't used it in a while, and I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing. And I noticed that I had started season two of one of my shows, and then I quit using the season tag, and the new shows weren't showing up right at the top because they weren't marked as season two.
Oh.
So you
have to go back and remove all those tags?
Either that, or in my case, I just added them. So all the episodes going forward are season two.
I see. So one thing here, this is, you know, important when you are in the box where you normally select your media file and verify that the media file has been uploaded. Again, in that same publishing box for your podcast, where these two new fields, or actually multiple fields, are going to show up, is when you have that new title for Apple Podcasts or iTunes title. Again, this is where you can remove the episode number if you've included it in your blog post title. I know this is confusing,
right?
But remember, if you write your blog post title and put your episode number in, and then down in the podcast box, you use the same exact title minus the episode number, what will show up on your blog will be what you expect it to, and then what will show up to Apple Podcasts will be your episode listing in the new way it's supposed to be listed in their app.
Right.
So
be sure to
whenever
put
that gets updated.
Yeah, and if you want that number to show at Apple, you need to type it into their episode number tag there, because they're going to have some special way to show that in the app coming up, I guess, in the next version of iOS. It doesn't show up very well right now, but they will.
So you can, we're talking on top of another. Sorry, everyone. You can go back and edit your post or publish from now on. I went back and did 40 posts. That's all I have in my feed. And then, so I'm kind of up to date. But again, follow these instructions. And if you have questions, send us an email. But it should be pretty straightforward once you see the fields enabled in the post box. I think you'll say, oh, I got it. I understand what these guys are talking about. So how about the generator, Mike?
Yeah, and generator, it's actually a little simpler. Going back to edit, the episodes is roughly the same, except for in the editor, you're going to see a little kind of a slider thing that says advanced iTunes settings. You click that in the editor, and you'll see that all those fields are there. And you just fill those in, save the post, and you're good to go.
And we should say the generator is actually if you publish on blueberry.com. Yeah, so if you're publishing from within blueberry.com, again, you go to the manage episodes and you click the edit icon, like Mike said, next to the episode you want to edit. And then again, in the editor, you're going to see the advanced iTunes options and select that. And that'll open up the two options or three options that are available for you to make these same implementations on blueberry.com.
Right. And there's nothing in in blueberry.com that says, quote unquote, generator. So, yeah, that's probably a little confusing. But, you know, if you post just at blueberry.com and you're not using a WordPress site, either one of ours or one of yours, then that's how you're doing it if you're hosting with us.
And a little behind baseball scenes, we call the blueberry.com platform the generator. So that's a little insider information for you right there.
Yeah, yeah. And to get real geeky, Raw Voice, our parent company, that is known as the Raw Voice Generator, the technology behind it, that's why. Anyway, no big deal. You don't need to know that.
So, Mike, what's up with people in their media and file naming convention? You know, for years I've always used, I think we talked about this on a prior episode. For Geek News Central, I use GNC dash, 2019, and I do another dash, and I put 02 for the month, and another dash for 28, and then .mp3. That's what I name my media file for my show I did last week. So a lot of people are just completely confused and continue to put spaces in their file names. This is a file name you're going to get served over the internet. Spaces oftentimes break things on the internet, don't they?
Yeah, they do some very bizarre things, and plus signs seem to be a thing I'm seeing a lot now, too. Plus signs are not a good file name character. But so here's what I do. You know, for my podcast help desk show, it's PhD and a number. That's it, .mp3. I don't even do a date or anything. It's just super simple, and the simpler the better in a lot of cases. And there's some reasons for that, especially in our system and most other stat systems. It goes by file name. But what happens is if that file gets served to something running Linux, Linux fills in those spaces or weird characters with other weird characters and ASCII.
Yeah. Okay. Usually that's underscore.
And that's what gets reported back to the system. And then, say, on a Windows machine, it gets replaced with something else. And on Apple machine, it doesn't get replaced at all. So now you have three listings for that episode in your stats with those three different names that got reported back.
So only use numbers, letters, underscores, or dashes in your MP3 names, folks. So let me say that again. Only use numbers, letters, underscores, or dashes consecutively.
Yeah, no spaces.
No space in your MP3. And I see the this dash show dash is dash all dash about dash dogs dash it dash is dash. You get my point, right? They do these big, and they think that they're going to get some SEO advantage out of making this, first of all, you can't go over 128 characters.
Yeah, there is a limit.
There's a limit. And then, second, you're not getting any SEO, no SEO advantage out of doing that. Matter of fact, it just makes a mess. So, like Mike said, the shorter the better. For me, it's about organization. But if you're doing, podcast help desk number PhD 22, that tells me that's pod help desk episode 22 in my brain.
Yep.
So it makes sense. So keep your file name simple. Come on, come on.
Yeah, and we've beat that horse before, but I just this week I've had several people with stats, going, well, how come I have four entries for this episode? And that's why.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I think I'm all done. You got anything else, Todd?
Oh, we've nerded them out bad.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, folks. And then some of you rewind. Give me 15 seconds back. 15 seconds back.
Hey, at least we didn't go on a power rant, which was possible.
No. But anyway, so hey, I'm just, I'm glad to be back in the swing of things, and I'm still got some more travel and a big move coming up in June as I'm heading, my personal body and space is moving to the mainland. I'm going to be in your time zone, Mike.
Yeah.
So
we'll be in the same state, even.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we won't be close enough to have coffee, but
we'll have to meet in Grand Rapids with Barry. See, and then
we drive 3 hours.
That'll work.
So, but I'll be here, and if I'm not, Mike is going to find someone to fill in for me. But again, if you have questions or commentary or information you'd like to share with us, you can do it at yourpodcast@blueberry.com. First, you email me directly, todd@blueberry.com. Mike is very simple, mike@blueberry.com.
You see the pattern?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a strategy there. So if you're PodFest, please, again, stop by and say, hey, I'm a customer. We'll have a T-shirt for you. Stop by and get a T-shirt and just say hello. We want to know who you are and meet you. And if you have a special event for your show, if you're reaching a milestone, 100th episode, you interviewed some famous person or something significant that you're really excited about, email me and I will get that over to Mackenzie and she will get you scheduled in our social media announcements so that you can get some promotion through us in our social media channels. So again, we want it to be something special. So, but don't be afraid to drop us. It's easy for us to cut and paste. Matter of fact, write the social tweet for us and we will cut and paste and put it in on our publishing platform for them.
Yep. And we might even feature you here on this show like we did with, I can't remember the show, it was a few episodes ago, but somebody had Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation on. And then we talked all about it. So go back, I think it was the episode I did with Jeff two or three episodes ago.
Well, we are nerds at heart. So anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. We're long. We'll get out of here. This is Todd from your podcast. Of course, Mike, thanks for being, I guess I should say, I'm glad I'm rejoining you, Mike.
There we go. Yeah, Todd, you're a special guest host this week. But catch
everyone, you guys later. Take care. We'll see you on your podcast.